It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
The Commanders are 3-1 at the quarter pole of the NFL season. They are in first place, of course, all by their lonesome in the NFC East. Now the question is, can they win the NFC East? And that was a subject that our guest, Sean Sayed, who we've had on before from Sumer Sports, tackled in his Monday morning mashup column at sumersports.com. Can the Commanders win the NFC East? And Sean joins us now on the BetQL guest hotline. Sean, it's Chris Russell again and Rick Doc Walker here. Thanks for doing this. How are you?
Hey, Sean.
I'm doing well. Appreciate you guys having me back on. And I mean, what an exciting time, because I'm not going to lie, I was not expecting to be on here, you know, after such a hot start from the Commanders. So a really, really exciting time to be talking about this team.
Absolutely, no doubt. Glad to have you back on, by the way, and thanks to Matt for the other Matt Stopski for helping us out with that and pointing us in the direction. So you tackled it, the headline, the subheadline on sumersports.com. It definitely matters. The Washington Commanders can win the NFC East. So for those who haven't read it yet, can the Washington Commanders win the NFC East?
They absolutely can, and I think it's two separate things between they are performing so, so well. Like, when you look at some of the advanced data, it's like numbers that are up there with the greatest show on turf Rams. And, of course, it's a small portion of the season. It's not the whole year. The Commanders have a really tough schedule going forward. But it also matters that the other teams in this division are falling over themselves, where the Eagles lose a really, really rough game against the Buccaneers, where they're trying to get healthy on offense but have a lot of issues on defense for a pass rush that is just struggling game after game. And then the Cowboys are really trying to find just a second pass catching option. And then the Giants are the Giants in different ways, which of course we saw on Thursday night. So I think it's a really good situation for the Commanders, where now we are going to learn a lot about this team over the next 4 weeks with some of the defenses they're going to face. But through the end of the season, I would certainly expect this team to be competing for that spot.
And it all starts, you got to win the month. Sean, I just believe that it's great for if we got shows and columns to fill, but if you just win the month, every month, we haven't won September since I had an afro. I mean, so for me, it really is that simple, and right now we're in good position because of our interior. We block as well as I've seen us block in a long time, and that you can't win unless you can block.
And this blocking unit is surprising to me. They are really performing above expectation in a way that is impressive. And they have an attitude in the run game. I do think that Anthony Lynn, run game coordinator, deserves a lot of credit. You know, he spent
the
most recent time in San Francisco and Detroit. He's had a long, long career before that. But when Washington runs the ball, they're able to continue to get Jaden Daniels into manageable situations. But hey, even when it's 3rd and 8, Daniels is able to go through everything. So I do think on the offensive side, that line is really, really good and surprising me in different ways. But then they also performed well on that defensive line, particularly Dorrance Armstrong, I thought, had a good game. And then when you have a unit that is Dorrance Armstrong, that is Jonathan Allen, that is Jerron Payne, that's a unit that can anchor a defense that, you know, they have struggled at different points this year, but it comes together to have an actual identity for a team, which I know that everyone just loves to have in Washington.
And when I say block, pardon me 1 second, please don't omit the 3 tight ends and all the receivers. Their wide receivers block as well as any group that's blocked here as a collective unit. And all 3 tight ends is vicious. It's worth watching again if you really want to be a nerd and watch their interior line play at the edges, how they're able to secure the edge, because those tight ends are laying it out, and Luke McCaffrey is a gold mine. A lot of guys that are contributing right now with physicality.
Yeah, you think of a guy like Ben Sinat and just how hard it is in the NFL to be a tight end that is blocking these incredible defensive ends snap after snap, and being expected to do that in the run game is hard enough. But I think that the Commanders do some things to just make everyone's life a little bit easier. Of course, they get a lot of quick throws in the pass game, and it's just a cohesive unit that it makes me enjoy watching them on a week-to-week basis. And that is not true for every single team across the league, and to have that in Washington, I think, is awesome.
You can follow Sean at Syed Schemes. That's S-Y-E-D, Schemes, S-C-H-E-M-E-S, on the old X or Twitter, as some still call it, including myself sometimes. You can read him, SumerSports.com. That's Sumer, S-U-M-E-R, Sports.com. And his latest, of course, as part of it, the Monday morning mashup, Can the Commanders Win the NFC East? You highlighted how Jaden Daniels avoiding sacks. We've talked about the offensive line. Now, he did get sacked, I think it was 5 times against the Giants in week 2, but a lot of that was in the first half. It's almost like he became a different quarterback after he was hit and knocked out for a play or after halftime of week 2. And I assume that's just more experience. But what did the video that you showed that you were able to see and displayed in this column show you? Because for me, I think it's all about when he takes off and he runs, and he did a better job of this, I think, Monday night in Cincinnati than he did last Sunday in Arizona. But Sean, he keeps his eyes up and he keeps himself in a throwing position. And I think that's so important for any quarterback, but especially for a rookie quarterback.
And I think that was a big question that people had about Daniels coming in. So it certainly through the offseason, you know, you spend all this time watching their college film and you're not sure, you know, is this how the team is using them? Is it how the player is just playing? But I agree with you. His ability to just feel around in the pocket is a really, really positive thing right now, where there were concerns about when he was pressured, was he going to kind of run himself into sacks? And I also agree that against Cincinnati, I thought he did a good job. When you're extending, being able to keep your eyes downfield is not easy. And it's not something you see from young quarterbacks, and it's not something you see from every young quarterback. So for him to do that, and then against Arizona, I think continuing to be decisive and saying, look, I'm an awesome athlete. I'm going to go ahead and steal a few yards here. And I think that combines with Cliff Kingsbury putting him in positive situations, where Daniels is also really showing the ability to, like, feel through the full field, which I think that was another question that people had coming in, where in college you see him just throwing these fade balls to Malik Nabers. But now he's going through an entire concept, and he understands, hey, you know, the clock is ticking. I need to take off. So it's really fun to see a quarterback evolving in real time over such a short period of time. And we talk so much about, you know, quarterback situation and who's your coach, how's your offensive line. But, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of times your quarterback is the situation, and this is a really positive one.
Thought defensively, the defense, it had to step up. And I think John Allen led a charge. I thought it was Wagner's outstanding in terms of saw more quick twitch action out of the great leader at middle linebacker. And the ends stood up and showed out. And that's what was lacking. And they can get better, and I'm sure that they will. What was your take on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I thought guys flying around the football. I think that is something that Dan Quinn has, that's what he wants in his team's identity, and to see them able to do that is good. Now, the cornerbacks on the outside, I think that through the particularly this part of the schedule, we're going to see them continue to be tested, but to have that positive play up front is just so awesome. It makes your life easier, whether it's, you know, your pass protection, your pass coverage doesn't have to just cover as long when you have Dorrance Armstrong bearing down on a quarterback for a Cardinals team that, you know, they struggled now 2 weeks in a row. And I think that is the function of some defenses playing really, really well. So when Wagner is showing up like that, when you have Frankie Louvu also able to create a turnover, it just every single player on your defense doesn't have to be an all pro, but when you have enough guys in key spots, that just adds up over time.
And I'll tell you what, Sean, I'm sure you've seen it, but Jeremy Chinn was not the first 2 games, the import from Carolina. And we know his career got off to such a great start, then injuries and whatever caught up to him. Started off really poorly here first 2 games, but the last 2 games, he's been a maniac on the back end of that defense. And trust me, that was much need. But you're so right about Dorrance Armstrong. I thought one of the big keys, and I saw it a couple of times, especially early, not as much as the game went along. They were chasing Kyler Murray, and sometimes they couldn't catch up to him, but they forced incompletions, or they forced, bad throws or poor throws. One in particular where Wagner was in coverage on Marvin Harrison Jr. Not a matchup you want, but because Dorrance Armstrong was coming down and chasing after him, he kind of forced an awkward throw, and it was off. And those are, like, even if you don't get sacks, you're affecting, you're making an imprint, you're changing somebody's timing or rhythm or whatever as a quarterback, and that counts as much as, I don't know, a quarterback hit or a quarterback sack.
Pressures are, they're so, so important. And of course, when we look at the box score at the end of the day, we want to see, okay, how many sacks did this player have? But there are so many times where quarterbacks are just dirting the ball, and now they have second and 10. Now they have third and 8. And those are situations where now you can really let your pass rush go. So I'm glad that we saw a game where Washington's front was able to do that, because now you got the Cleveland Browns next on the schedule, where I think the Browns have a good defense, but I think you could really get after this quarterback. Then you see Lamar Jackson after that, yep, who, of course, is going to be able to move well in the pocket. So it feels like we talk about winning the month. That month of October is going to be a big, big month. Yeah. But I think they should go into this month with a lot of confidence the way that they're playing on both sides of the ball.
And Doc's right. I mean, and Doc obviously also, as he should, cares very much about the NFC East winning the month. They won the month of September. Let's see what October brings. Sean Syed from SoomerSports.com. Again, you can follow him at Syed Schemes on the X and read Monday Morning Mashup. Can the Commanders?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Win the NFC East and a bunch of stuff around the NFL, which we'll get to in a second. You mentioned the Cleveland Browns. They're here this Sunday. I don't know what you've seen out of Deshaun Watson, but just from, you know, a different view, I guess, I've seen bits and pieces. It looks like everything is underneath, short, quick, like safe, conservative, dump offs, check downs, that type of thing. Is that because of Deshaun, in your opinion, or because their offensive line lost Bill Callahan, one of the best offensive line coaches in the history of the NFL, and also they've got a bunch of injuries up front and no real running game because is just coming back?
Yeah, you know, Nick Chubb, I think his practice window may have just opened. I'm not sure if he's going to be back this week, but, well, you know, we talk about teams that I don't always love watching on film. I think things in Cleveland they're tough, and it feels like, you know, Kevin Stefanski has done a good job designing plays throughout his career and getting offenses going. To me, it feels like a lot of the fault does fall on the quarterback and the quarterback play here, where if you're entering this game, you know, it's not, you know, Houston Texans or Deshaun Watson. It's not, you're not seeing some of the kind of pocket superpowers that he really had in Houston. And then, you know, there are situations where now he's throwing and a ball gets tipped off a receiver's hand. So it feels like some of the, like, luck is not on their side. Of course, injuries haven't been on their side, but when you think of that offense, I don't think Washington needs to really feel afraid of them, I think, in different ways. So it's a situation that you hope that you can continue some of that momentum where when you create pressure, you can finish sacks and, you know, bring Watson down. You're able to get a positive game script really early on.
You also wrote, again, SoomerSports.com, Sean Syed joining us from Sumer Sports, about the Eagles and the difference in 1 week to the next in Vic Fangio's defense, right? They were great against New Orleans, even though Shakir dropped a long one. They were great in that game. And then the next week, they get their doors blown off. And it was really bad in the first half, not as bad in the second half. What do you make out of Fangio so far? Is he just covering up for all of their problems on the back end? It looks like Slay has lost a step. We know Bradberry was hurt, injured. We know they're starting, again, young kids like Quinyon Mitchell, who's the first-round pick, but starting him, and he struggled a little bit. What do you make out of that Birds defense so far?
So it's been an interesting watch because, like you said, you have that really awesome game against the Saints offense that was super, super hot, winning two games in a row before they lost against the Eagles. And, you know, it's a little up and down where early in that game they really got pounced on. And they, you know, just in their pass coverage, they were a little bit too far off and they left a little bit of space where Baker Mayfield was able to just hit throw after throw. And then, you know, by the time you look up, the Buccaneers are already up 14-0 and the Eagles haven't even really had more than three or four plays. So it's a situation where in the middle of that game, they did do a few things where they're playing a lot of the same coverages, but now they're just telling their cornerback, hey, play a little bit closer to the receiver. So you're taking some of that open air out of the coverage. So I think Fangio is doing a decent job. It is going to be a question of you have a defense where the defensive line is not playing up to expectation. I think the linebacker is actually playing a little bit above expectation. And then, you know, at that nickel cornerback spot, of course, the Eagles have a bye week this week before they actually play the Browns next. But I think they're really hoping to get Cooper DeJean in there to be able to just, you know, play a little bit different, where maybe you can play a little bit tighter, you can play a little bit faster. So it's a unit that, you know, I wouldn't give up on the Eagles defense yet. I think Fangio has shown the ability to adjust. Even, again, in this game, like you said, the second half was better than the first half. Now, I don't want to say that I left the film leaving super encouraged, but I think that this unit can tie together a little bit better going forward. Yep.
I'm going to go back to the Brownies for a moment because Cornelius Lucas and Coleman have done an outstanding job manning the left tackle position for Washington, but they have not gone against a creature like Garrett. Now, what is his status to your knowledge? Because that makes a difference. This is a game changer with him in or out.
Yeah, you're right. He makes such a big difference. You use creature. I think you could use superhero.
I like creature.
Word you want to use. Yeah. To my knowledge, I think it seems like he's going to play. Of course, you know, we'll be able to gain more information through the week. And I do like how Dallas particularly, you know, they found different ways to make Garrett's life harder, whether you're rolling out away from him or you're moving the pocket in different ways. So I do think that Washington, regardless of if Garrett plays or if he doesn't, they're going to come in prepared and saying, we're not going to let this guy just ruin our game. Now, he's going to have a sack or he's going to have some absolutely ridiculous play because the best players in the league are able to do that. But you hope that Cliff Kingsbury and Jane Daniels are working together to find ways to make his life a little bit harder so you're not just giving some of those one-on-one situations. Where, as you said, the Washington offensive line is doing a really, really good job. But no one in the world can block Myles Garrett, and we see that on a week-to-week basis.
No doubt. Last one for you, Sean. Appreciate your time. Soomersports.com is where we want to send everybody again. The Cowboys did a really good job run defense-wise last Thursday night. Barely got out of there with a win. That's really important for many reasons. Do you now all of a sudden think their run defense is fixed, or was that a Devin Singletary and the Giants aren't a very good run team issue or thing?
So this was an interesting film to watch back. I do think Mazi Smith for the Cowboys had maybe the best game of his career. So you hope that if you're a Cowboys fan, you're hoping that that is able to continue. You know, I'm not going to fully buy in, I think, yet. I think they still have to prove it on the defensive end, kind of game after game. And I'm really interested when Washington and Dallas play, because Washington, I think, is going to be able to run the ball on them. And if you're a team where, hey, your offense is kind of sputtering a little bit and now you can't stop the run, it is such an issue. Where I think if you're a Cowboys fan, you would have hoped that they really kind of blew out the Giants instead of playing such a tight game. So I'm not sure that everything's just fixed fully there yet, but an encouraging sign certainly in Dallas when you have Mazi Smith inside playing like that.
No doubt about it. Sean, thank you so much.
Thanks,
as
Sean.
Always, appreciate your good stuff. We, again, point everybody to Soomersports.com. Keep it coming. Appreciate you, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Sean Syed, again, from Soomersports.com. So can the Commanders win the NFC East? I mean, obviously, I think the answer is, yeah, why not?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.